It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Yesterday, we took a look at the chart formations as far as the grains were concerned. Today, we'll take a look at what they were for what they show for the cattle markets, and they're quite opposite of what we've been seeing in the grains. We'll do that after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we really couldn't have much more than two polar opposites of how the grains and how the meats have been performing here over the last few months. Taking a look at the grains yesterday, we saw that we're up at contract highs, actually 3-year highs as far as the grains are concerned for wheat, for Chicago wheat, Kansas City wheat, corn, and soybeans. Minneapolis wheat still hasn't hit its high yet. But then when you flip over and you take a look at it as far as the meats are concerned, we're looking at lows that we haven't seen since December of 2025. Looking at the October live cattle market, you know, we put our high in on May 1st at 246.55. And since then, we've dropped close to $37 sitting at its low that we hit on August 27th. That's lows we haven't seen since since December 1st of 2025. In the feeder cattle market, you know, we put our highs in on May 1st at 375.57, got close to testing those levels right at the end of June, but has since plummeted. And right now, the market has sitting down at levels we haven't seen again since December 1st of 2025, and we've lost close to $65 in that feeder cattle market. Technically, both of these markets are oversold and need to see a correction. But just like what we've been seeing in the grains as being overbought and needing a correction, every little sell-off or every little recovery in the meats gets met with selling. Funds continue to liquidate their positions, and we also have a geopolitical issues going on with the cattle markets that are also some outside influence. Overall, cattle are oversold. They need to see a little bit of a correction. But at this point, it looks like that most corrections are sellable levels for cattle.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.